Thomas Garbage got a couple for us. Thomas, good morning.
Morning.
If I had a dollar to spend today for our punters, Thomas, which would you be investing in?
Like, obviously, being the horse in form, I think Mevius.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
In front, Mevius. Grand Quill's getting close. Oh, no, I don't know whether he got there, Grand Quill. I fancy Mevius.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We just got the cash. That's all you need to know that day. Don't worry about that. Magnificent work. Hey, we're at Geelong today. And Jimmy Dalton is the track manager there at Whitey. And did you know in 2002 he won the Geelong Reserves Best and Fairest?
There's nothing you can't do.
I'm not sure what year it was, but I reckon you won one, didn't you, Jimmy?
I did. It just gets better, this. So there's someone feeding your information.
What year was it?
98.
98. Oh, it wasn't too far off.
Was it the VSFL then?
That was the old AFL 2s, I suppose. Yeah. So the three surplus players and then the 45 players on the list type setup.
Dominant performance. Fantastic stuff.
No, I was a battler.
Well, I don't think so. You're best and fairest winner. Today the track, more importantly. Yeah, what are we looking at? Because the weather's been a bit mixed this week.
It has been a bit mixed. We have missed majority of showers that have been forecast. So we just got half a millimetre yesterday that's put us on the soft five range. We've had sort of 3 millimetres for the week. So the going stick today is 9.4. We raced last Wednesday, so we've pushed the rail out 3 metres sort of around the turns in the back straight and pushed it out another 7 out to 11 metres in the front just to clear that wear and tear. There's still a little bit of wear and tear on that inside couple of metres, so I'd say they'd be sort of edging off into the middle of the track as the day progresses.
All right, so you're happy with what you've got?
Yeah, we're happy. Yeah, for this time of year, it's been a very busy sort of period over the colder months, so we have 3.5 week break after this, which it really will need and require. And look, we're happy. We've done a good job, the team here at Geelong. So looking forward to today.
Terrific. Good luck. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Whitey. See you, boys.
Good stuff. Jimmy Dalton, the track manager at Geelong. We've got Mike De Kock. Mike De Kock, how am I going? It's his old man, Matty De Kock, on the line, part of the De Kock Griffith training combination. Is he with us? He's not quite there. Oh, we were going to have him on. We could get his dad on. See if his dad's there.
Pick him up and put him back on.
We're going to put him back on there very shortly because we've got a couple of runners today at Geelong for the De Kock Griffiths training combination. I reckon we've got a winner that we need to tap into. Is Matty with us? Matty, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We are well, mate. Thank you for your time this morning. There are three runners for you and Robbie today, which we're very excited about. Race one, number eight, Yucky Ishii, is a very well-bred gelding. Now, Maurice out of Merlin de Lago, magnificent royalty blue blood. Gelding's not going to help us much, but can we win today?
Yes, we certainly can. He's a smart horse. He's a horse that needed gelding. He was very, let's say, unruly as a colt. So probably the best thing we ever did was make that gear change. And he's been going really well. He's probably not at peak fitness, obviously, for today. We've got, you know, races in mind coming up. So hopefully he's fit enough, or we think he's fit enough to give a good performance anyway. So.
All right, so you got some things in plan in the plans down the track for this one.
Yeah, well, we got him ready at the time of year, you know, where he can kick on into the spring if he shows that he's good enough. So we're hoping he's good enough. What he shows us at home is that he's going to be a spring horse. So we've got some aspirations, but he's got to get through today first, you know.
All right, it's race one, number eight, Yucky Ishii, $3.50 favourite at tab.com.au. Race seven, number 10, Red Columbine's in action today. Last start winner at Bairnsdale on the heavy. Can we back it up on a soft five today?
Yeah, I don't think that she's limited to a heavy track. So we probably take our chances today. We do have her in on Sunday at Bendigo, but today looks the more suitable race. She's got a nice barrier. She's in good form. So we probably take our chances today. I expect her to run well.
Right, and then race eight, number 15, Yosemite. We're going to start with Yosemite today. Are we running?
Nah, she probably won't get a run at the moment. It's 7 o'clock and there hasn't been any scratchings and she's emergency three, but she's in at Bendigo on Sunday, where she's definitely got a run, and if she doesn't get a run today, she'll be a big runner on Sunday.
Right, we'll keep an eye on Yosemite maybe on Sunday. But what's your best today for our dollar to spend?
You'd hope Osaka Yaki Ishii is our best, you know, so hopefully he can do the job for the team.
Sounds pretty good to us. We'll take it. Race one, number eight, Yaki Ishii, $3.50, earlymarketstab.com.au. Matty, good luck today, mate. Say good day to Robbie for us.
Thank you very much, will do.
Good stuff, Matty De Kock with us, part of the De Kock Griffiths training combination. Race one, number eight today at Geelong.
I know we've got to get to the news, but we'll try and get to some more of these text messages because there's some great memories coming.